Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Monday night, it's time for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, going to be with you. Well, here on Sports Open Line for about the next hour and 40 minutes or so, and then we'll jump into pregame coverage of the Cardinals and Padres tonight. As always, if you want to join the program, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900, that's how you call or text, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Just a sidebar for you. Obviously, there's some potential bad weather coming in. You don't have to worry. We got you covered here on KMOX. If we get any type of tornadic activity or anything like that, we will break in right away. And your safety in the community is obviously the most important thing that we've got going on. So if I need to step aside for a second, I certainly will if we need to go into storm coverage. But you can keep it here, and we've got people a lot smarter than me that are monitoring everything that's going on. So we'll keep you updated on that as we do go along through the course of the evening. So the Cardinals lose 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers to open up the season. They could have split. That's probably the best case scenario. As easy as they could have split, they could have possibly gotten swept in the series. A lot of talk yesterday about the way that game went down. And there were a lot of people who were pretty upset. A lot of Cardinals fans were very upset about what happened in yesterday's game. A couple things in particular. First off, Steven Matz being lifted after 5 1/3 innings when he was pitching pretty effectively. 2 runs, 5 hits. And then John King being the guy who was used there in the 8th inning and just why they went to him. So I've got a couple thoughts on this, and I do feel like the immediate visceral emotional reaction to a loss like that is not always filled with rational thought and common sense. And that's fine. Like I heard myself say that, and it made it sound like I was putting people down or talking down. I'm not. Like, that's what being a fan is, right? That's part of the fun of sports. There are definitely times where I lack common sense and I am irreverent about things. That's fine. But as you take a step back and assess what actually went down yesterday, I do think it's important to kind of come back around and really look at it from what I think is a logical point of view. My logic, not your logic. You might disagree, and you might think that I'm the one being completely illogical, and maybe I am. But this is a few thoughts that I have specifically to yesterday's game. First off, I kind of chuckle at the fact that the Twitter mafia of Cardinals fans were coming to the defense of Steven Matz yesterday. And, oh my gosh, how could you ever take Steven Matz out of that game? Are you kidding? 90% of those people didn't want Steven Matz in the rotation in the first place wanted the Cardinals to go find somebody else, wanted Matz in the bullpen if he was even on the team. So I find it somewhat comical that there are people who are all kinds of righteously indignant about Steven Matz being pulled after 5 1/3 innings when he's been the guy that I think many of those Cardinals fans had no interest in even having on the team. So that's kind of my emotional take to it. My, let's just look at the, you know, the facts of the matter. They were very slow with Matz building him up in spring training. Now, we can argue whether or not they should have done that or not. The Cardinals made the decision to ramp him up at a slower pace in spring training because they believe that that's going to give him a better opportunity to be healthy, because health has been something that he has dealt with. Whether or not that was a good decision, whether or not that's actually going to impact his health, let's watch and see how the season goes. Let's look at his health. Let's see if he makes 30-plus starts. Let's watch for all those things. But the Cardinals made the decision that they were going to ramp him up slower than the rest of the starting pitchers. You might think that that was a silly decision by the Cardinals. And if you think that was a silly decision, that's fine, but we're not arguing that right now. I understand why you see that. If you want to sit here and say he should be ramped up at the same pace as every other starter and his pitch count should be the same as every other starter, barring some sort of injury in spring like Sonny Gray had, that he should have been on the same timeline as everybody else, if that's your belief, I think that's a valid argument to make. The Cardinals didn't do that. Again, that's not the point we're arguing right now, if we're even arguing. The point that we're going through is he was not stretched out in spring. So they were going to be very careful with him to open up the season when it came to pitch count. They had him on a max pitch count of 80. He threw 81 pitches. So they pushed him as far as he could go. You might think pitch counts are kind of dumb, but they're not. Especially early on in the season when you are worrying about health. There's a reason that guys get ramped up. That term exists for a reason. And his ramp-up process has just been a little slower. If you think he shouldn't be making a major league start, if he doesn't have the ability to throw 100 pitches, okay. All right, whatever. But that's not what we're talking through here. So that's that. As far as the bullpen usage, reportedly Ryan Helsley was actually available in the 9th inning yesterday. There's always going to be a lot of kind of drama around whether or not he's available or not available because he's not been available as much as you would like a team's closer to be available. But reportedly, he was available. The bullpen was already taxed. They did not get the length from starting pitching that they needed in the first three games of the season. Miles Michaelis didn't go especially deep. Zach Thompson didn't go especially deep. Lance Lynn didn't go especially deep. For Lynn, it wasn't completely his fault. He got removed because of bad weather. He went 4. But if you looked at where he was in the 70s, he probably wasn't going much more than one inning anyways. So they were already stressed in the bullpen. That's a concern. That's a little bit alarming that your bullpen is already taxed for game 4 of the season. That's not a great situation to be in. If I'm going to talk out both sides of my mouth, though, and I think the other side of this is a legitimate thing to talk through, most teams in baseball are getting days off early on in the season. It is a very weird schedule that the Cardinals are starting with, and it's very challenging. It's not the reason they lost 3 out of 4, but it is a very challenging schedule. That's why the 6-man rotation was something that probably would have been used had Sonny Gray been healthy, because there just weren't enough off days in the beginning of the season as pitchers are still kind of rounding into form. And here we are in a situation where the bullpen's already worn down, and you still got a while until you finally get the off day. Kyle Gibson has to give the Cardinals innings tonight. This is a very, if you want to come out of this road trip with a respectable record, tonight is such a big night for that, and Gibson being the guy to give you innings is incredibly, incredibly important. If you've got thoughts on any of these things, we'll welcome your phone calls, 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me as well if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, as we kind of do a post-mortem on the first series of the year as the Cardinals get set to begin the second series of the year tonight in San Diego. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for a little bit more than an hour before we jump into coverage of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. John Denton's going to join us in a little bit more than 10 minutes. And the next hour, Brian Walton's going to join us, talk Cardinals prospects and also some of the young Cardinals who are making an impact in the early going at the major league level. If you want to join us, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting. You call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. A text message from the 217 says, I'm hoping the Cardinals rotation didn't look good because of the Dodgers, not because they're not very good. I would agree. I hope that too, right? I think all Cardinals fans hope that here at the moment. The truth is the Dodgers lineup is unforgiving. It is absolutely 100% unforgiving. And you're going to have a hard time assessing this team when they've only played games against the Dodgers. I'm not sitting here and telling you that it's better than what it looked like. It may not be, but there's just really no way for us to know until they start playing some teams that are a little bit different than the Dodgers. And that's just the way things are. That's how it's when you've got that group of Betts and Otani and Freeman and Hernandez, just that whole group coming up essentially every other inning, there's just no way to pitch around that. And it is very challenging to be able to deal with that. So not that the Padres aren't good. Padres are good. I think the hope would be that as the Cardinals are done with the Dodgers here for a while, that we're going to start to get a better idea of exactly who they are. Like I said earlier, they could have very easily won yesterday's game, and then we're sitting here today talking about a sweep of the Dodgers on the road to start the season. And a split of the Dodgers on the road, and that would be a fantastic result. Or they could have very easily lost Saturday's game, the game they won in 10 innings, and then we're sitting here to begin the season talking about a team that just got swept in their season opening series. So it could have gone either way. I think the best-case scenario for the Cardinals in that series was probably a split, but the worst-case scenario was them getting swept, and now we'll see what they can do against the Padres here over the next few days. Let's go to the phones. We'll grab Don, who has given us a call. Hey, Don, you are on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
How you doing, Matt?
Doing all right.
Reason I want to talk about Sunday's game, because there were some decisions that Marmol made that I personally don't agree, and I'm sure other Cardinal fans don't agree with either. The first one I want to throw at you because I know you know baseball. Why would you pitch Gallegos in a 7-1 game on the opener, and then you don't have him available for Sunday's game, which they could have used him or Helsley instead of throwing John King out there to lose the game, giving up the home run to Muncy?
Yeah,
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, retroactively, that you look back on that and you say the decision to use him in that second game was not the best decision in the world. I'll sit there and agree with you on that. Now, if you remember, that's also a game that the Cardinals are still kind of in it. They scored those three runs in the eighth inning and kind of got themselves back in. But you're right. Now, let me ask you this, though. When Gallegos came into that game in the moment, were you frustrated about it, or did you only get frustrated about it later on when it impacted things a couple games later?
I was frustrated when he came into the game because
okay.
I personally, Matt, I didn't see the point of using him in a game that you're going to lose 7-1. That was the outcome of that game.
No. He pitched in the second game. He pitched in the game they lost 6-3, and they had the tying run on in the eighth inning.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was the opener because they were talking about it on 101 today.
Well, then they got it wrong because he pitched in the second game.
Okay, that's fine. If you know it, that's fine. But here's the other thing I'm going to talk about. Why are you resting a guy like Mason Winn? He's 22, 23 years old, and Walker, why ain't they in the lineup? I mean, I can see if they were older guys, they may need a rest. And I don't know what's going on with Arenado, but
hey,
let
me go back to what you just said. Mason Winn has never played a 162-game season in his life. He's going to hit a wall at some point. You got to be careful with him. And, Don, I actually got to let you go. I think we have a weather situation coming up here in just a moment or so.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
Back at it as we get into hour number two of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great work from Maria Kina and Michael Calhoun as they were all over our severe weather situation. Again, that tornado warning is going to expire in about 4 minutes, and no indication has been given that it is going to be extended as this weather moves to the north and to the east. We're in downtown, and we've got big windows looking out into downtown St. Louis, and we haven't seen a drop of rain here. My wife lives in Chesterfield, and we've been texting back and forth. Well, I live there too, but she's there right now. We've been texting back and forth, and she has sent me some photos and videos and things like that from our home, and it looks a whole lot different there. So hopefully you are safe. Always a scary situation when we are dealing with severe weather, and we definitely were dealing with that. And great that the amazing folks here at KMOX, like Michael and Maria, were able to jump into action. If there is a need, and hopefully there's not, if there is a need to jump into action again, that's going to happen. Just looking at the radar right now, this stuff is moving out of the area, and that is good. Parts of Illinois, up towards Alton, you're still getting it, but the severe stuff is going to be moving out. But if anything happens more tonight, as the weather conditions certainly could result in something more happening, we are going to jump right into it, whether there's Cardinals baseball going or not. So we've got you covered here on KMOX. By the way, just a quick note for you. I know a lot of people are going to be interested in this. We're going to get started with Cardinals baseball coverage at about 7:45 during the pregame show today. Mike Claiborne is going to have an interview with former Cardinals manager Mike Schilt. I know there's a lot of people who are still big fans of Mike Schilt, so if you want to hear from him, you'll be able to do so in about an hour from now. Right around 8:10 or so is probably when that interview is going to air. So just be tuned in, as that's going to be coming up in just a little while. Do you want to shift gears here a little bit? I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk to today, and not going to be able to get to all of it as a result of the bad weather. That's okay. But it was a bad look for the Blues in their last time out. Look, I never thought that this is a team that was going to get into the playoffs, but for them to do so, they need to win as many games as possible. And to their credit, they have been winning more than they've been losing recently, but they've had two real negatives. First off, they had that great opportunity against the Vegas Golden Knights, and they lost that game in overtime 2-1. And then they're playing a bad Sharks team their last time out. And not only do they lose the game, they kind of get run off the ice. They lose it by a 4-0 score. Matthew DeFranks, who covers the Blues for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today, put out a Twitter video that you could hear the way that the St. Louis Blues fans reacted toward the end of this game to the loss. That is an unhappy fan base right there, booing the Blues off the ice. If they would have won that game, they would have been within a few points of a playoff spot. Still would have been an uphill battle for them to get into the playoffs, but that would have been a nice win when you considered everything else that happened across the NHL that night. Instead, they end up losing 4-0, and that's just been the thing about this team this year. I'm not going to tell you anything that I haven't already told you multiple times. When they've had these really big game opportunities, they've come up short a lot, and then they've had just inexcusable losses against not-so-great teams. You can't lose at home against the Sharks in one-sided fashion when you're trying to get into the playoffs. You just can't. You don't deserve to be a playoff team if you can't find a way to put a better effort on the ice and to win that game. They play tonight. Puck drop is in about 45 minutes from now. Hopefully everybody is being careful as they make their way into downtown St. Louis. We've got a late night puck drop tonight for the Blues as they match up against the Oilers. Again, that's going to start at 8:00, but that for sure was a very, very, very disappointing performance from the Blues, their last time out against the Sharks. When we come back, Illinois basketball had a great run in the NCAA tournament. It came to an end over the weekend. And Brad Underwood had an interesting thing that he said that's actually caught a fair amount of criticism. I am in complete agreement with him. We'll tell you what he had to say. We'll actually play what he had to say and talk a little bit about Illinois' run and what it means for them moving forward as we continue on with the Graybar Sports Open Line in just a moment here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We got about 20 minutes left in the program before we get out of here for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Cardinals are in action tonight as they match up against the San Diego Padres, opening up a three-game series. So Illinois basketball, they had their season come to an end. It was really an impressive run for Illinois through the tournament, but they, like many teams across college basketball, they just could not hang with UConn. UConn ended up winning over Illinois by a 77-52 score. Congratulations to Coach Underwood, that entire program, for getting to the Elite Eight. If there was one thing that Coach Underwood could be criticized since coming to Illinois, was the lack of deep runs in March, and that certainly changed a little bit getting to the Elite Eight, and you're hopeful that he can continue to lead that program to even further heights. I want to talk about something a little bit different, though, because he said something after the game, and I agree with it 100%, but he took some criticism. He took some, I think, some fairly heavy criticism on it. And he just discussed the fact that the transfer portal is now open, even though games are still being played.
It's the most absurd thing in the history of sport, by the way, is what we're doing in the portal while we're playing basketball. This is ridiculous. I've got one coach scouting and two just living in the portal. I'm making recruiting calls up and down this hallway yesterday as we're preparing for an Elite Eight game, and maybe that's my fault. But no, it's reality. We'll tackle it. We'll figure out what we need. It's been great to us. You know, the University of Illinois has benefited from the portal as much as any team in the country, and we've got a lot to offer and top offense to recruit to, and we'll get after it. I think we got one or two maybe live days, and then we go dead, which is not so good. But we'll get after it.
I think midway through that statement, he kind of heard what he was saying and realized that the optics of him being critical of the portal being open when Illinois does go heavy into the portal, it just doesn't look great. So I think he kind of altered where he was going. But even before that, I agree with what he's saying. I am not naive to what college athletics for men's basketball and football has turned into. I get it. I understand it. I see it. I know it. These athletes are essentially, many of them, are essentially professional athletes now that name, image, likeness is there. This is big business. You got coaches making millions. You got athletes now making millions. The stakes are very, very high. I understand that. I am in no way naive to that fact. This is where maybe I'm a little bit off base, but it's what I believe. Even with all that going on, I do still believe in kind of the sanctity of college athletics. I know, yeah, there's going to be a kid on the roster who's making millions of dollars in name, image, likeness. But you know what? There's also a kid on the roster who just played in 11 games this past year, getting 2 or 3 minutes in blowouts one way or the other, and they're a fifth-year senior, and they're getting ready to go live their life. Those guys still exist. Those individuals still exist. And it's in the grand scheme of things, what I'm about to complain about isn't the biggest deal in the world. I get it. But when teams aren't in the NCAA tournament, they have to make decisions about whether or not it is of the best interest of the program, not for the individuals in the program, but the program overall, to participate in other postseason tournaments. This year, we had a handful of teams make the decision not to go to the NIT. And then there are many, 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 many more teams that make the decision not to participate in the CBI or the collegeinsider.com tournament. Those last two are sometimes a different circumstance because those are pay-for-play tournaments. You can go, you get invited, but then you're paying money to be involved. And a lot of times athletic departments lose money on those. So those aren't exactly like the NIT, but we're going to include them in this conversation. And here's why. So out of, just to be fully transparent with you, as someone who has broadcast a fair amount of college basketball in my life, I broadcast for a team that played in two collegeinsider.com tournaments. In the grand scheme of college basketball, the collegeinsider.com tournament doesn't mean a thing. Skipping out on that event doesn't mean much from a program standpoint. But you know who it means something to? It means something to those kids, especially the ones whose careers are coming to an end, especially the ones who don't have basketball in their future. It's an opportunity to play another 1, 2, 3, 4 games, extend out the career before they're done. And I worry about those kids. I worry about those individuals. It's the same reason I like all the bowl games in football. People, why are there so many bowl games? You know what? There's a lot of kids on a 100-man roster in college football that barely play, but get the experience of going to a bowl game, get the swag bag, get all that stuff. That's where my love for college athletics and kind of the sanctity of college athletics really plays out. So when you've got these programs saying, well, the portal's open, the regular season ends, and the portal opens just like that, we can't be wasting our time on this year's team when we need to be focusing on next year's team. And I think that stinks. And I'm not one to say that you shouldn't be thinking forward. Like when Kansas got knocked out this year, Bill Self said something about he's been thinking about next year's team for a while. I didn't have a problem with him saying that, actually. And I do not like Kansas. Don't like Kansas at all. But I like Bill Self. I think he's a good coach. And I didn't have a problem with saying that. There's nothing wrong with looking forward, but you don't want to do it to the detriment of the team that you're currently coaching, the team that you're currently leading. So when you're opening up the transfer portal as the NCAA tournament is still going on, and Coach Underwood, when he said what he said, he was complaining more about the fact that they're playing games in the NCAA tournament, and at the same time, they still need to be worried about the transfer portal, and that is a challenging thing to do. I would say, yes, that is true, and I agree. But I also feel bad for the kids out there who are getting the opportunity to play more postseason. Look at the St. Louis University women's basketball team. They're playing in the WNIT right now, which is kind of the third-tier women's tournament now. They're in Madison, Wisconsin right now playing against Wisconsin. It's a great opportunity for them. So if I'm the NCAA, I wait until the entire season is over to allow any portal activity. I know some people are going to do some things that you're not supposed to be doing, but I would definitely wait because you're taking opportunities away from kids because coaches are so worried about the portal to keep their program moving forward. We're about 15 minutes out from the start of coverage of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.